My advice for entrepreneurs is definitely to level up with Shopify. The platform is just never a worry. Like, I have so many worries, but the platform is never one. I feel like Shopify really thinks about how they can optimize. It just always feels very ahead of the curve. Everything is just super easy to connect and link. They really know what we need. Time and money that is saved, I can spend on other things and on growth.
Start your free trial at shopify.com.
Ich bin Charissa und meine Empfehlung an alle Entrepreneure: startet mit Shopify erfolgreich durch. Ich verwende Shopify schon seit dem ersten Tag und die Plattform macht mir nie Probleme. Ich habe viele Probleme, aber die Plattform ist nie eins davon. Ich habe das Gefühl, dass Shopify ihre Plattform kontinuierlich optimiert. Alles ist super einfach integrier- und verlinkbar. Und die Zeit und das Geld, das ich dadurch spare, kann ich anderweitig investieren. Vor allem in Wachstum.
Jetzt kostenlos testen auf shopify.de.
Okay, here's the cliff notes for anyone who wants to skip the video. 1. Search Creeps with Pasta on iTunes and Spotify. All audio gets put up there now, so you can listen to it on the go rather than having to download MP3s or get YouTube Premium. 2. I'm starting a channel based around SCPs, and it's an idea I've been sitting on for close to 2 years where I just want to try go through them in order. And I don't know how it's going to go, but I'm going to have fun with it, I feel, because it's going to be different, you know. I'm not just focusing on the most popular ones. I'm going to give them all equal attention. 3. Hopefully by the time you're watching this, I've finally enabled memberships, so check that out down below. It should be next to the subscribe button. And 4. I might start taking breaks, but that's hard to sum up in just the cliff notes, so you might have to listen to know more about that. So to sum it all up, we've got the podcast, new channel, memberships, and breaks. But yeah, if you're sticking around, it's my 8th anniversary on YouTube, and that is both an amazing accomplishment and a terrifying realization that hit me all at once. So what does 8 years mean? Well, things are still going. I'm still working hard, you know, picking apart the comments and, you know, I always learn from them. I stalk the comments a lot more than people think. And I try to learn what people want. You know, if there's too many complaints on one style of story, I'll feel, okay, you know, the tone has shifted. Maybe they want more of this. Maybe they want more of that. And I also try to keep things varied. If I do like a technology kind of story, I'll try to do a different one the next day. And I work hard behind the scenes. I'm just keeping things going. And I think that's going to be my objective, is just keep things going. I think one way I've done that is, you know, something I picked up on while I was on tour, which is the three most common ways people listen to my stories: night shift at work, driving, or sleeping. And one of the complaints I always get when people are traveling on the move is YouTube eats data. It just eats it up. And it's an audio format. So I finally got myself verified on Spotify and on iTunes. So Please head over there. If you want to start having your own audio, I'm pretty sure you can do that thing like on Netflix where you download it as well. You know, you want the audio yourself, don't want to use up all your data on a car ride, because in America, you guys drive a lot. 4 hours there is nothing. I remember at the shows, people were saying they drove 6 hours to see it. I'm like, you can't drive 6 hours in my country. You'll be in the ocean. It's disgusting. But now on those 6-hour drives, you can download the compilations, which are 3 hours each. Just download 2 of them, you Gucci. Yeah, definitely check them out. I'm so happy that I finally got it up there. Next, the SCP channel. God, why have I not done anything with SCP in too long? And like I said, I've been sitting on this idea. I said 2 years, but I bet it's longer. I always thought this would be a fun idea. And I don't think I've seen anyone do it yet. I've seen loads of SCP channels that, you know, cherry pick interesting ones and then create discussion around it. But my idea of this channel is to just a document almost. It's going to be in the perspective of documenting each SCP in order. I just think that'll be interesting to me. It's probably the most mundane idea you can think of with such an amazing concept, I feel, but I think that's going to be part of the charm, you know. If you want to see focus on, you know, the very special, the quintessential, earth-shattering SCPs, there's already a few channels for it, but who knows what SCP-002 is, because I didn't. Nobody talks about that one. It's such a short... There's so many just, like, less than 400 words ones, which just get, you know, shoved under the rug. And I think I love... That's what I love. And you'll see in the creepypastas too. I never just pick the top-rated story on this, or, like, the most... The pastor of the month from the Wiki. I never just go for the top. I've always found, like, some of them are, like, as low as 12 upvotes. And I'll just be scrolling through the new page, like... That one was pretty interesting. I love just finding hidden gems. That's always been... That's always been, like, almost a mini hobby for me. And that's... Again, that's what's helped me keep going for 8 years. Is just finding ways to make it enjoyable. Rather than just... doing the generic, just filter by top rated or whatever, just finding these little hidden gems. The memberships on this channel is by far the least developed thing. I've had some people tell me to turn it on, and, you know, I do have a live stream. I guess there is going to be benefit. I'm going to try get emotes made, little badges, just... Coming up with tiers for the memberships has been so hard to do, because I keep trying to do everything for free. You know, I put all my audio now, like I said, on Spotify and iTunes for free. There's no charge. I don't see a reason to charge for it. I think it'll be wrong to charge for it. I just want it up there. I just want people to listen to it. That's all I want. I just want people to be happy. So then what can I make tiers for? There's, you know, everything I can think of, like, you know, PDFs of stories I write is hard, because I tend to just do the narration for free and give it away for free. So I've kind of gone a bit backwards, where there is not really tiers yet, or at least I've not added anything to the tiers much, which, you know, it'll hopefully have some emotes and some badges which can show off. And I also do want to make some members-only posts, maybe some polls about stories and polls about ideas, maybe some, you know, just a little bit more interaction there. It would be nice to filter people. It's a good way to filter people down, but even then, I still interact in the comments. You still get everything for free. So for anyone who doesn't want membership, you're still getting the whole experience. But anyone who does get membership, I'm trying to think of, you know, a way to add value without gatekeeping. So if there's any suggestions as well, throw them in the comments, because I would love to hear them, please. And the last thing is something that's only been hitting me recently. So I want you to imagine I have never really taken a break. I want that to sink in. 8 years I've been on YouTube, and So what I mean by a break is time away, where I literally do nothing. Because even when I travel, I take my microphone with me sometimes, or I'll take my laptop with me so I can work. And then, you know, when I work ahead, it's just a big rush. And then you can kind of see the quality drop in the days that I'm away. And even when I'm away, I'm on my phone, I'm working. I've not turned off in 8 years. I don't think I've had a... I can't even remember the last time I've took a day off where I've done nothing for the channel. And that's, it impresses me. I've always put stock in hard work. I'm one of those people that, you know, I love the grind. What's it? Hashtag entrepreneur. But 8 years has gone by and I've aged. That's something that has not sank in. I still have to Google my age sometimes. I have aged. And I realize, as much as I've accomplished on YouTube, and as much as I've accomplished for me, for my family, for my friends, for everyone around me, and as much as I try help people, you know, I try consult on people's channels, there's, you know, you might even see my fingers in it. You know, I'm not credited, but I stick my fingers in other people's channels, and I, you know, I like helping people out. I never stop, and it's been, you know, it's been amazing, but I'm starting to, I'm gonna say it, the closer I get to the big 3-0, the more I realize there should be some things I do in life which is outside of work. So there might be some times where I take a break, and even when I say a break, I might just do this. I might cut down to my old schedule, which is Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday rather than daily. And if you see that, just know I might be happy somewhere, doing something. I have not left the country besides to go to America to see people I've met. Like, I want to say friends, but they're also work acquaintances. So, like, does that count? And then I went to tour. Remember when I toured in October? I didn't announce it too well, but I did. And that was a huge grind. I've not traveled for myself in... I can't even remember. I don't think I've ever traveled for myself. And I think it'd be fun to do that occasionally. So, you know, this is me saying, if you see the upload schedule drop for a week, maybe that's what's going on. I don't talk about my private life much, but... And I probably wouldn't make a big spectacle out of it, but I just think that'll be nice for me. I think that's the main takeaway I'm going to try and do. But yeah, that's everything, I think. 8 years on YouTube, podcast out now, new channel, memberships, and breaks. It's the four main points I've written down. Literally, I have a Word document next to me just with those four things. But yeah, I think my goal is to try and make it to 10 years and we'll just see how things look then. I would be impressed if I made it that far, because that's a very long time. But no, thank you to everyone who's stuck with me. Something that's always fun. I think I did this last time, or I did this one time, where tell me when you started. Tell me the first video you found of mine, or tell me how many years you've been listening, or, you know, if you're new or old. I love seeing it. I actually really enjoy seeing that. So make sure you put that in the comments. I think that'll be a lot of fun. Yeah, I hope you enjoy. I'm going to keep going. Still going strong. And I'll see you guys on the next video.
Verwandle deine Leidenschaft mit Shopify in ein Business und knack Umsatzrekorde mit dem Checkout mit der weltweit besten Conversion. Du hast richtig gehört. Der Checkout mit der weltweit besten Conversion. Der legendäre Checkout von Shopify vereinfacht das Shoppen auf deiner Website bis hin zu Social Media und überall dazwischen. Na, das ist Musik für deine Ohren. Wie du es auch drehst und wendest, mit Shopify kannst du zu einem echten Hit werden. Starte deinen Test noch heute für nur 1 Euro pro Monat auf shopify.de/rekorde.